This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 16th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today is warm and sunny across Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Comfortable temperatures are expected throughout the day, perfect for any outdoor plans you might have. Meanwhile, cities like Haifa and Be'er Sheva will enjoy similar sunny conditions. As the sun sets, expect a mild evening, ideal for a stroll or dinner outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Maariv, in the past hour, the IDF continues to pressure Hezbollah on the Ali Tahir Ridge and has struck command posts in Dar and Wardown. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that widespread attacks have occurred on the Ali Tahir Ridge following the injury of IDF soldiers. Also this hour, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, Israel cannot wait forever for peace as Iran is rapidly rebuilding its missile program, raising concerns. Separately, JNS reveals that the IDF has slain a Hezbollah commander in response to an attack on its soldiers, with denunciations from both Israeli and American officials. And finally, from earlier today, Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Yechiel Leiter warns against Hezbollah derailing peace talks after ceasefire violations. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News, English reported just minutes ago that Brad Cooper, commander of U.S. Central Command, completed a significant 10-day trip through the Middle East, including a visit to Israel. Not a good Jewish girl, a commentator, posted just now, reflecting on the reasons behind the rise of Trumpism and its parallels to other popular media figures. Middle East 24 shared earlier today that Ambassador Yechiel Leiter accused Hezbollah of violating the ceasefire and cautioned against potential disruptions to peace talks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations on the Ali Tahir Ridge, Maariv reported that the military continues to target Hezbollah positions while maintaining a relatively low profile. The strategic aim is to dismantle command posts in Dar and Wardown without escalating the situation further. This effort underscores Israel's cautious approach to avoiding broader conflict while addressing immediate threats. Turning to Lebanon's reaction, Ynet highlighted that the attacks on the Ali Tahir Ridge came after IDF soldiers were injured there. The wave of airstrikes and artillery shelling reflects Israel's swift response to protect its forces and deter further aggression. The broader implications for regional stability remain uncertain as tensions persist. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provides insight into Iran's military developments. As Iran accelerates its missile program, Israel's strategic patience is tested. The lack of diplomatic progress heightens the urgency for Israel to consider other security measures. This situation complicates regional diplomacy and increases the stakes for future negotiations. In a related development, JNS detailed the IDF's targeting of a Hezbollah commander. This strike comes after an attack on IDF soldiers, viewed as a violation of ceasefire terms. Israeli and American officials criticized Hezbollah's tactics, highlighting the use of civilian areas for military purposes. The incident underscores the persistent challenges in enforcing peace agreements. Finally, the comments from Ambassador Yechiel Leiter, as shared by Middle East 24, emphasize the delicate nature of ongoing peace talks. His warning against Hezbollah's actions reflects the fragile balance in maintaining regional stability. The international community watches closely as these developments unfold. On the economic front, first, Omer Nissim, a security researcher at Sweet Security, discusses in KeyTech why the future of cybersecurity relies heavily on human judgment, despite technological advancements. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Sephora products will soon be available in Israel through an official agreement, marking a significant expansion in the beauty market. And finally, according to Globes, despite recent layoffs, Israel's tech workforce remains stable, though employment patterns are shifting, signaling changes within the industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.